And welcome, my good friends, to the Cool Jazz Set and the second hour of This Great American Art, Modern Jazz with Taste. We originate each week from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM, and we are streaming at WDCE.org. As shows are recorded and will be available, tonight's both hours will be available tomorrow at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on the header radio shows. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and it's my pleasure to be playing this great music for you tonight, celebrating Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all of you out there that are mothers or have taken the place of moms. And I know some of those have been so important to so many of us. And a very warm welcome to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set, and that's WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, KDUP in Surprise Valley, California, the home of beautiful grandchildren, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio, and KJIV, the Fine 89 in Reno, Nevada. And of course, a very warm welcome to our regular listeners, and I thank you for your requests, your emails, and your phone calls. And I hope you enjoy tonight's music. So up first in the second hour is a nice recording by the late, great Helen Merrill. And this is a Jerome Kern tune, Dearly Beloved.
For me, angel, I knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing can change us. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, shower or shine. So I say clearly, dearly beloved, dearly beloved, dearly beloved, be mine.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marion, for that timely message. Music education, so important in our schools. Well, let's see, we just heard a nice recording by the Jazz Messengers. And that was I'm Gonna Love You, Come Rain or Come Shine. What a great group that was. Up next, this is a new release I just got from my friend, Staff Sergeant Regan Bruff, part of the U.S. Army Blues Big Band. This is their nine-piece small group called the Swamp Romp, and this is a new release they've just done. I think you'll like this. This is a Hoagy Carmichael piece called New Orleans, the U.S. Army Blues Swamp Romp.
Thank you. Nashville. Holding you just we two alone with love in Dreamsville. Time is new. Far away and here.
Want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose as a role model this year in school? Hi, this is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band. The answer is, it's the person who teaches them about music. Not sports, not English or history, music. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation and self-discipline. It's a bonus that when kids have learned about scales and clefs, they find math and English concepts easier to grasp. That's because of how music education expands a young person's spatial IQ. Reading poetry or solving an equation is easier if kids know their sharps and flats. It's a fact! So help your kids get to know the music teacher at their school. Get them involved in music this year.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you, Gordon, for that great message about music education. Nicely done, sir. Well, let's see. We just heard a nice recording done in 2008 by Monty Alexander with his trio, featuring bassist Lauren Cohen, George Flutus, the drummer on that. And George, by the way, was the last drummer with Ray Brown's trio. And we heard The Good Life. It's a nice recording. Before that, we heard one of my favorite singers. I love what she does, Stacy Kent. The title track from her album entitled Dreamsville. Nicely done, too. Nice guitar work on that by Colin Oxley, the great Stacy Kent. Up next, something from guitarist Jeff Barone, his album entitled Open Up, and this is a tune entitled New Samba, Jeff Barone. Thank you. guitarist Jeff Barone, New Samba, from his album Open Up, and that featured trumpet player Joe Magnarelli, by the way. Nice recording. And let's see. We are celebrating Mother's Day, as you know. If you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and we are celebrating moms tonight. And if you happen to be listening and you're lucky enough to still have your mom with you, then you're lucky enough. I sure miss mine. She was a wonderful person, a great mom, great cook, loved good music, and was a very special lady to an awful lot of people, including her kids. Well, she also loved Tony Bennett, and this is one of her favorite songs. So this is for Catherine, Mr. Tony Bennett with the Bill Charlotte Trio.
Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember, somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Thank you.
The Alan Broadbent Trio, live from Gianelli Square, and that featured a great bassist, Putter Smith. And we heard, of course, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance Without You. And up next, one of my favorite recording artists, Miss Eden Atwood. I'm going to play this for one of my favorite moms, my wife. This is Eden Atwood, The Nearness of You. Hope you enjoy it.
Why do I just wither, dear, and forget all resistance when you and your magic pass by? My heart's in a dither, dear, when you're at a distance, but when you're near, it's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills or delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. And your sweet conversation that wins this sensation. Whoa, no, it's just the nearness of you. You're in my arms, and I feel you so close to me. on my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you would only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. Enchant me if you would only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel. such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye.
And it's about time for me to say goodbye just for the night. We look forward to being back with you next week, same time, same station, playing this great American art, modern jazz, with taste, just as you like it. And happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful moms out there and those of you that have taken the place of moms, and a special happy Mother's Day to you. You're very special. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to being with you next week. Thanks for being such great company, and take care of yourself. To minor every time we say